Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too at the Team 980. And it's our pleasure to be joined now by our friend Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati. Mo's been on the show before. And Mo, I feel like you get to be on the show frequently because there are frequently shenanigans and chicanery with the local football team up there. And this is a new one, though. Never heard of a rookie leaving mandatory minicamp over a contract dispute before. Is this new even for you with all the silliness that's gone on with the Bengals over the years?
You know, I thought living here my entire life and knowing this franchise the way I do, I thought I really had seen and experienced everything. This is a new one, man. This is different. And, you know, there's sort of a little bit of a callback to, you know, the pre-2011 CBA when it felt like there was a Bengals rookie holdout every single summer. But I think we all assumed that once, you know, the new rules kicked in, which really aren't new anymore, that things like this would be a thing of the past. And as it turns out, not so much. And I never really thought anything was going to slide the Trey Hendrickson contract thing to the background, but this has done that. And I don't know that this is going to get resolved anytime soon.
So what is at odds here, Mo? Like, this is a rookie contract. They're scaled. There's only so much to fight over. What are they fighting over?
Well, without boring everybody by diving too into the weeds, they're essentially haggling over language. And the language that they're haggling over is language that they have never put in a contract before. They've never done this with an established player. They've never done this with a rookie. They've never done this with anybody. And what the language the Bengals want to put in the contract would allow them to do is basically void guaranteed money. In essence, if Shamar Stewart screws up, right? If he does something that violates a team rule, if he ends up being not so much a bust on the field, but if he does something to screw up, the Bengals want to be able to void guarantees. And there are teams that do that. The Philadelphia Eagles, most notably, have had some of their recent draft picks sign a contract with similar language. The Bengals have never done this. And so Shamar Stewart's case is, I don't want to be the guy you set the precedent with. In fact, his dad went on a podcast, and you'll have to forgive me for not knowing which one it was, but about a week and a half ago, said, look, you want to set a new precedent? How about this? How about win the Super Bowl this year and then do it next year with the guy you took 32nd overall instead of the guy you took 17th overall? And Shamar's position is, look, I was taken 17th by this team. Last year, the Bengals drafted 18th. They didn't make that player, Amarius Mims, sign a contract with this language in it. The year before, they drafted 18th, Miles Murphy. They didn't ask him to sign a contract with this language in it. And so you've got a little bit of a standoff. What makes this different is not only has he not signed a contract, a lot of draft picks, Travis Hunter, perhaps most notably, they show up to minicamp and they sign a waiver. And, you know, even though they're not under contract, they still at least go through minicamp. Shamar Stewart has been around. He's been at all the OTAs. He's been at all the voluntary workouts since he got drafted. And he was there for the first couple of days of minicamp, but he's not practicing. And because he was there, he was, you know, essentially made available to the media. Just one of those deals where he's sitting by his locker. And the reporters come over and start talking to him. And he, as the media session unfolded, started to throw the Bengals under the bus in ways that I've seen a lot of veteran players do, a lot of established players, a lot of players who have just become exasperated with the Bengals over the years. I've seen guys like that throw the Bengals under the bus. I've never seen a guy who has yet to play a down or sign a contract in the NFL say the things that Shamar Stewart said about the Bengals on Tuesday. He was there for day two of minicamp yesterday, left for day three today. And I'm going to guess that was sort of done with both sides agreeing it's probably best for Shamar Stewart to not be around as long as he remains not under contract.
Yeah, I could definitely see the Bengals, who, by the way, had this impromptu presser with Trey Hendrickson a couple of weeks ago, being like, you know, I think we're tired of impromptu pressers. We'll see you when you're ready to sign. Mo, I guess I am going to just straight up ask you basically to take sides here, but I think it's really easy to be like, hey, rookie, like, you haven't done anything. Chill out, relax. And also, what are you worried about? Don't get in trouble off the field. And you won't have this contract clause won't matter. But also, I think this is astute business from him. And I'm sure his reps also were like, yeah, we're not going to be the agent that does this. So whose side are you on here if you look at the substance of the argument?
Well, I don't think that Shamar Stewart, what he did on Tuesday, was helpful. I don't think that was, if the idea was to start getting into a public war of words with the Cincinnati Bengals, you're going to lose. This franchise does not bend at anybody's knee. And so if the idea is for Shamar Stewart to eventually play for this franchise and enjoy a great working relationship with the people who run this franchise, we're not off to a very good start as is. Tuesday made it worse. But in terms of just the mechanics of what the two sides are at odds over, I'm on Shamar's side. Because, look, I understand what the Bengals are trying to do here. What the Bengals are trying to do is not unlike what a lot of teams have successfully done. But if I'm Shamar Stewart, if you want to put language in the deal that enables you to get out if I screw up, why'd you draft me in the first place? And I kind of feel like that's his position. If you want to set a precedent with somebody, do it with somebody else. Do it next year. And I think the draft positioning is part of the component here, right? Like, the Bengals have taken have drafted in the first round, in the middle of round one each of the last 3 years, 18 each of the last 2 years, 17 last year. So on the team are players who have been drafted at a comparable place in round one. That's Shamar Stewart's case. Look, you want to do this with a guy you take in round two. You want to do this with a guy you take later in round one. If we have a good season, have at it. I don't want to be the guinea pig, so to speak. I don't want to be the guy you use to set a precedent. And I can't blame him for that. I don't think he is necessarily wrong. But, you know, the side that I'm really taking more than anybody else's is Joe Burrow's and Zach Taylor's, the two people who have the most riding on the success of this season. This was a team that last year had a million distractions during training camp. What happened when the season started? They began the year 0-3. 2 years ago, more questions about T. Higgins all through training camp. Meanwhile, Joe Burrow has had very few normal training camp practices because he's had a bunch of different injuries or health issues. And so 2 years ago, they start 0-2. Before that, it was the Jesse Bates contract situation, which just took on a life of its own in 2022. The season started. Joe Burrow wasn't 100%. They started 0-2. I think Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor were very hopeful that this offseason and this training camp could unfold with as few major issues as possible. I think the Trey Hendrickson issue, that contract standoff was always kind of inevitable. And I think everybody with the team sort of understood, all right, this is going to be, another one of those training camp holdouts or hold-ins. We know we're going to have to deal with that. How about you go ahead and for the sake of just some semblance of normalcy, which this franchise never enjoys, with a head coach on the hot seat, with a quarterback going into year six, whose season last year you wasted, how about for the benefit of giving everybody a chance to have the most normal training camp possible, you go, okay, we're going to sign Shamar Stewart. We're going to agree to the terms we've always laid out for our prior draft choices, and we'll reexamine this contract language thing next year. I think if you're going to take sides, the real side to take are the two people who have most riding on this season. And by the way, who are the two people who have to speak most often on behalf of the Bengals because ownership's never made available. The de facto GM talks twice a year. So the coach and the quarterback end up being the spokespeople for the team. And you have Joe and Zach having to speak about contract situations that, quite frankly, they have nothing to do with. And I'm sure for both, if they were being honest, they would tell you is exhausting and exasperating.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati with us here on the Hoffman Show. So who is driving this bus on the Bengals side of it and why?
Well, we call it the family. It's the Brown family. Mike Brown is obviously the patriarch of the Brown family right now. Paul Brown's son has final say over anything and everything relating to the Cincinnati Bengals. But he has, over the last couple of decades, given a considerable amount of power to his daughter, Katie, Katie's son, Troy. They make most of the business decisions, I think, when you know, if you're a player's agent negotiating with the Bengals, the person you're working with is Katie. Duke Tobin is the director of player personnel. He doesn't have the title of general manager, but that's essentially the role he serves in. I frankly, when it comes to something like this, I'm not sure how much of a role he has. It's the Brown family. And, you know, you could say a lot of things about how the Brown family has run the Bengals. Some very, very positive and some very, very negative. But they are obstinate. They are stubborn. And once they have established their position, it's really hard to get them to budge. A lot of players have found this out. And so I think it's going to be really fascinating. I think two things are going to be interesting. Number one, how long does this go? And number two, the only instance in the history of the franchise where somebody else got the Bengals to change their position was Joe Burrow last winter when he started campaigning for the team to sign T. Higgins, which they were not going to do. I think it'll be interesting if this is still ongoing when we get to the start of training camp, if Joe Burrow starts to express himself publicly the way he did with T.
So that gets to the final question, Mo, which is how do these two, we didn't even talk in detail about Hendrickson. We've talked about that before. But like really nothing's changed. It's like, are they going to trade him or not? If so, what's it going to take? What's the money that Trey is looking for, et cetera? Does he even want money from the Bengals at this point? But how do these two things get resolved? Do the Bengals ultimately back down, or does Stewart back down? And then is Hendrickson a Bengal when the season opens in September?
Well, the Bengals famously don't back down. You know, I mean, heck, they once had Carson Palmer tell them, I'm quitting. Unless you make some structural changes to the front office, which they didn't do, I'm quitting or you could trade me. And they didn't trade him until 11 months later when the Oakland Raiders were so desperate for a quarterback who wasn't even in the league that they gave the Bengals a first round and a second round draft choice. So they're not just going to bend to the knee of a player popping off publicly. They're not going to bend to the knee of public opinion. I think the Shamar Stewart thing in the short term is going to require him to go, all right, screw it. I want to get to camp and start my career. I'll go ahead and sign the contract. If not, I could see this lasting all throughout training camp. The Trey Hendrickson thing, I think we would all be stunned at this point if they traded him. There is a contract offer out there. My guess is, and it's just a guess, is this ends up being one of those 11th hour things where Trey doesn't show up for most of training camp. Trey doesn't show up for the preseason. And then suddenly in the days leading up to the first game, suddenly the two sides come to an agreement on some sort of deal. And I think there's some negotiating room there. I think between what the Bengals have offered and what Trey is looking for, there is room if both sides are being reasonable to find some common ground. Problem is, I'm not sure either side right now is being reasonable. And right now, neither party is negotiating with the other.
Mo Egger, ESPN, 1530 in Cincinnati, with us here on the Hoffman Show. Mo, appreciate the time as always, sir, and we will talk to you down the line.
Anytime, Craig. Thanks, man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.